Dave and Darren, about ready to drop another one of those top five things podcasts on you. My partner Darren is here. I'm here, and we're glad that you're here as well. Thanks for downloading the show. You're about to be treated to the top five things that happened on Dave and Darren in the Morning on Planet 93.9. Thanks to Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
Yeah, for making it happen. They are the sponsors of the podcast. They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. The Milan store is open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only, and those recreational waiting lists that make it nice and simple for you are available. And you can reserve your time at ntillinois.com.
Here's number one.
Number one.
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 Number one.
Number one.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
Academy Award-winning actress. Young lady who is... made quite a fortune for herself with her lifestyle company.
Yes.
Facing a lawsuit after a man bought one of those candles that she made that was scented after a body part.
Crotch.
Yeah, the crotch-scented candles that Goop sells.
Did he end up disappointed?
Yeah, he bought the candle for $75.
Oh, brother.
Colby Watson said he bought the candle for $75 off the Goop website back in January, burnt it for about 3 hours on his bedside table.
And he was all curled up next to it. Made a day out of it.
This is what I'm doing.
This is what I'm doing today. Oh, it's here. It's arrived.
How long between the postal carrier dropping off the Gwyneth Paltrow crotch candle, how long did it take for him to ignite it? Like, was it that night? Was it that instant? Did he wait for the weekend?
Before he got to the house.
He was lighting it on his front steps.
And then he's burning it, and he's thinking, okay, I don't know that I'm getting anything here. I'm not sure I'm getting anything here. It's like maybe I need to let it burn longer.
She says this smells like her crotch, but gosh, I don't know.
I don't.
How would I know? Get Chris Martin in here. Who could fill me in? Is Brad Pitt available? Could somebody come and give me a compare and contrast? He burnt it for 3 hours on his bedside table.
Yeah, that should give you a good idea as to what's going on.
And then he says the candle exploded and became engulfed in high flames. The blaze left a black burn ring on his bedside table.
Not just his table.
And the candle jar was charred and black. No injuries were reported. Boy, that thing simulates Gwyneth Paltrow remarkably well. No one got injured. And the Goop website says they have a warning on their website advising people not to burn the candle for more than 2 hours. Quote from the Goop website, quote, "We're confident this claim is frivolous and an attempt to secure an outsized payout from a press-heavy product. We stand behind the brands we carry and the safety of the products as well." That's according to a Goop spokesperson.
Now, she won that Academy Award for what? Shakespeare in Love?
Yes.
Now, Shakespeare in Love, I believe.
Yes.
That also won for, like, Film of the Year?
I believe you're correct.
I think that if you look this up,
yeah,
as far as what they consider the worst movies that ever won an Academy Award,
yeah,
that's, like, one of them.
No, that always comes up as a film that should not have won any awards.
Yeah, that I don't remember which movie it was that was supposed to win that year. But that is considered like one of the worst movies to win for the best picture of the year.
Yeah, it didn't. Obviously, people voted for it, right? People voted for
it. Did Forrest Gump win for a movie of the year?
Oh,
because I know that's another one that makes the list.
Yeah, and that was the year it should have been Pulp Fiction, right?
Okay.
Yeah. The films that were going up against Shakespeare in Love. You've got Elizabeth, which was Cate Blanchett as Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Life is Beautiful.
Now he won.
Yeah.
Because he was dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah, Roberto Benigni. Ugh. Saving Private Ryan.
Okay.
And the Thin Red Line were the other movies.
Okay, so it was...
So Saving Private Ryan probably should have won,
that
right?
That was the one they thought should win.
Yeah, but Shakespeare in Love ended up winning it. And then Gwyneth Paltrow beat Cate Blanchett, Fernanda Montenegro, Meryl Streep, and Emily Watson. I don't know. If you're going to give... Spielberg won Best Director for Saving Private Ryan, you would think that then that would mean Saving Private Ryan was the best picture of the year. And it was, but it didn't win. They gave that to Gwyneth Paltrow's movie. This guy in Texas is seeking a jury trial and triple compensation as well as punitive damages. So he spent $75.
Mm-hmm.
He wants three times that plus punitive damages.
Make it even $300.
$5 million for
him. $5
million. And others who, through no fault of their own, purchased defective and dangerous vagina-scented candles.
Now, are those still available?
I think so. I could look. He says...
You'd have to be crazy to buy one now, though, right?
There was a woman over in the UK that said her goop candle also exploded, also in January. The same model. This woman, Jody Thompson, says flames roared half a meter out of the jar and bits of molten wax flew out as it fizzed and spat. Luckily, it's a remarkable facsimile. Luckily, she said I had it placed on concrete at the base of what was once a fireplace. Goop now, offered to send her more products.
Now, didn't Gwyneth Paltrow also make some earth-shattering news recently when she admitted to the fact that during the pandemic she broke down and ate a piece of bread?
She did, yeah, yeah. She did admit that in a moment of weakness, she had bread. So, listen, the pandemic's been tough on all of us. We've all of us, you know, in our own way, come to terms with things. Goop, a modern lifestyle brand. There's a big sale right now.
Where does she live?
Gwyneth
Paltrow? Does she live in the States?
Who knows? Probably lives on an island somewhere.
Verbico.
Probably lives in the clouds. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Let's see. They have beauty products, food, wellness, style, and travel.
No bread, though. You can't get any sort of homemade artisan bread.
I can get you a Microderm Instant Glow Exfoliator for just $125. Jeez, she's making dough on this website. I can get you the all-in-one nutrient face oil. That's only $98.
But I can only use it on parts of my face.
She's selling a tank top here for $225. Who's buying this stuff?
Extra large?
I mean, I guess, well, I'm sure it comes in a variety of sizes. There's the Bernadette Sweetheart Bustier for $295.
Bernadette?
Bernadette Sweetheart Bustier. I can get it for you in extra small, small, medium, large, and extra large. Don't let this Bustier scare you. It doesn't contain any boning whatsoever. That's because the blessedly stretchy engineered ribbed stitch, which is knit in Italy from a luxe merino silk blend, can hold you in without any help. We're particularly fond of the flattering sweetheart neckline, which makes a pretty backdrop for a compliment-catching chain or two. Oh, and then there's a link for a chain they want you to buy to go along with this. The chain only costs $360. Man, this...
Throw in the candle and I'll think.
If I had Gwyneth Paltrow's money, I'd take my money and burn it with one of her crotch candles.
Number two.
I got three Florida stories.
Florida.
And I'm going to warn you, they get dumber as I advance through them. We begin in Lee County, Florida, where deputies captured a 6-foot alligator they say was chasing pedestrians through a Wendy's parking lot. Just going to Wendy's, you got a 6-foot gator chasing you all around. The sheriff's office writing here on Twitter that the gator must have been hangry for a cheeseburger. He's a big boy. The gator has been safely relocated. No injuries were reported. One of several reports of gator sightings on the increase because, Darren, we're in gator mating season. May or June is when the gators get frisky.
Yeah, I can feel it.
It's just something you sense.
It's just in the air.
Starting now and going through late June or early July, female gators will lay between 32 and 46 eggs. Incubation periods for gators take about 60 to 65 days. That means by late August or early September, we'll have a bunch of baby gators, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
I'll tell you what I need right now.
Yeah.
A little sexual healing.
Florida.
Florida lawyer arrested after ramming her SUV into her ex-husband's house, threatening to kill his girlfriend, and then spitting on a sheriff's deputy.
That's how I do.
Francine Blair Bogumil.
Bogumil?
40 years old, crashed her Land Rover into the back of a GMC Yukon that was parked in her ex's driveway. This happened on April 30th.
You must have had a visitor.
3 o'clock in the morning. She left her kids at home. According to the records, the force jammed the Yukon into her ex's garage, going through the door and turning the door in like 2 to 3 feet.
Looks like you might have someone over tonight, huh?
Bogumil's ex-husband said he saw the ex-wife throwing things at his girlfriend's BMW and then breaking the windows when he came out of his house. He called 911, and things get even uglier then.
Well, it's not unrelated to the previous story. Love is in the air.
I don't think Bogumil's laid any eggs.
Bogumil?
Yeah, suspended from the bar because you really can't get drunk and drive your vehicle into your ex-husband's house.
Well, you can, but
you shouldn't.
There might be ramifications.
And in Gulfport, Florida.
Florida.
That's on the West Coast there. Two women entered Salty's Gulfport bar on Monday, and these women, one of them at least, left with 13 stolen vibrators. These women caught on camera.
They sell those there?
Well, that's it's apparently they were doing some sort of charity event. They were doing a vibrator races.
So these were just like part of what? The welcome basket?
A woman walks into the bar, sits at the bar, and then walked up to a bucket of 13 sex toys that were intended for use at the Gulfport Pride charity event vibrator races.
Uh-huh.
She walked right out with all 13 of them. Her accomplice went with her. The owner of Salty's says, "Those girls have been calling up here all day. I have one of their names from a bar tab, and I gave both their numbers to the police. I am pressing charges because I obviously do not want the stolen property back." One of the women called the bar to tell the bartender she believed the bucket was full of darts. Those are not darts. If you don't know the difference between a vibrator and a dart, you need to have a talk with somebody before a lot of people get hurt.
Right. They're not interchangeable.
Value of the stolen property is $200. The Gulfport police.
How many were there? 13?
13 vibrators worth about $200, they say here. But they also say that's an offhand estimate. It's possible these vibrators, 11 of the 13 were unwrapped. They could be worth a lot more.
Yeah, she's going to go through those like potato chips.
Lay's potato chips? Can't have just one.
Finish off the month of May strong is what I say. Gotta finish May with a vengeance.
I'll give him credit. You got a plan. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Attack.
The owner of the bar posted a photo of the woman from the video on her personal Facebook page, which exploded with all kinds of people offering to donate. although other people using it for an opportunity to make jokes. One Facebook writer saying, "This post shakes me up. I'm a little rattled." Another says, "I'll send vibes for the cause." Yeah, these photos then shared across several St. Petersburg crime pages. It's worth pointing out the vibrator races are still ready to go. The show will go on. A lot of people willing to donate their vibrators for the vibrator races, which are taking place next Saturday down at Salty's. The money will go to the Gulfport Library's LGBTQ Resource Center.
Now, what exactly is a vibrator race? Is that where you just turn it on and you see which one crosses the finish line
first? I imagine,
first?
Yeah, it's like Pinewood Derby, but for vibrators.
It's like, what was the name of the game that we played when we were little kids that you turned on?
I don't know. You and I had a very different childhood if you were playing games with vibrators.
No, the football game where you
Electric football.
Electric football.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same idea with that, right? Where they just kind of go around in circles?
My guess is there's a start and a finish line.
That can't be, yeah.
Right? And you pick your vibrator.
You turn it on and just see which one makes its way across the...
Right. And the winner is everyone who partakes in it, I guess.
Oh, we have a good time.
Well, yeah, we don't want them back. Once they've left our eyesight, we are not interested in you returning them. Guy here says that he just picked up three of these vibrators, and they were priced at $75 each. So how you're saying that the police? How you're saying it's worth $200 when
$75?
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's what they go for.
Well, that should last you a lifetime.
Maybe though. Listen, and I don't want to sit here and blame the victim, but. Is it the best idea to leave a bucket of 13 vibrators out where people, especially Floridians, can see them?
A baker's dozen of vibrators?
That's not... You know, you're just... The temptation, it's far too strong. Well, that's our visit to the Sunshine State.
I like to pretend I don't have urges.
Florida? But that's America's wing!
You can't expect to leave 13 vibrators in a bucket. I don't know that there's any state in the union that you can do that and not expect them to get thieved, but especially not Florida.
Yeah, hot-blooded. Check it and see.
Number three.
I have a Florida story that comes to us from Minnesota.
By way of Florida.
Well, no, it's at no point in time does anything happen in Florida. But this woman, when asked by police where she thought she was, said she thought she was in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is a neat trick because she was in Mankato, Minnesota.
Missed it by that much.
This has got all of the details, the nooks, the crannies, the spice of a typical Florida story, but it comes to us from our neighbors to the north in Minnesota. Responding to multiple 911 calls about a naked woman walking around and jumping in and out of vehicles at a car dealership.
Nice.
Minnesota cops discovered a nude 35-year-old woman pleasuring herself while splayed across the floor of a pickup truck.
Now that is a showroom. Now you got something.
Police dispatchers on Sunday were initially told that the naked woman was sitting alone inside a Pontiac SUV.
Pontiac?
And that she looked happy and did not appear to be hurt, but appeared to be possibly under the influence. When cops showed up at the dealership there in Mankato, which is 80 miles away from Minneapolis, right?
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
The Pontiac was running with the driver's side door open. But there was no one in the vehicle. Nearby, officers spotted a Chevy Silverado with its rear driver's side door open. They also noticed feet sticking out of the door. Upon approaching the SUV, a patrolman spotted one Jennifer Dorrit Weber, 35 years old, lying across the floor in the second row. Naked Weber was on her back, feet in the air, and she was busy going to town on herself.
Sold.
Cops say that Weber was making nonsensical comments, telling them that she was certain she was in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Who mentions that sort of thing? Who just out of randomly mentions where they're at?
Well, my guess is she thought, if I tell them I'm in Florida, they'll let me go. This is just a regular St. Petersburg Sunday is all this is.
Right.
The problem is you're doing it in Mankato.
No one even pays attention to this in Florida.
When asked what brought her to the Mankato area, Weber told the cops she was there, quote, to please the boys.
It's Fleet Week.
Investigators noted that Weber continued to masturbate as she spoke with the officers. Over the course of the next hour, police, who had summoned an EMS crew, tried to coax her out of the SUV.
An hour?
Throughout this time, Weber was making nonsensical statements and continued to masturbate.
She's not very good at it.
Finally, after a prolonged negotiation, she exited the SUV and was taken into custody and transported to a local hospital for, I'm assuming, some sort of carpal tunnel injury. Good God! Police say they recovered methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia following the conclusion of the standoff. The SUV's owner told the cops that his vehicle was there at the dealership because it was being serviced.
Gonna need to wrap my wrists and ice them down.
You gotta get a new car, man. I don't know. Can you get the... That's like the funk of 40,000 years in that SUV now, man.
I can tell you what, it's not the new car scent. That's not what you're getting. The ultimate thing. That's not what you're getting there.
Everywhere I park, I got seagulls sitting on the hood of the car. I don't understand it. Weber was booked into the county jail for indecent exposure, narcotics possession, DWI, and entering a vehicle without the owner's permission, all of which are misdemeanors. She lives in Arlington, Minnesota, which is about 40 miles away from Mankato.
And nowhere near Florida.
No! This is not... Well, this is St. Petersburg. I can do what I want.
I'm on vacation.
Even in St. Pete, I can tell you, I've spent some time there. You would get arrested for this sort of behavior.
I don't know.
Come on, Jennifer. Gonna need some blue emu for that...
Right.
For that hand. My goodness.
Little bug soother, too.
Number four. They had in southeast Texas rainfall that was so extensive. There's flooding that happened all over southeast Texas. And they had to issue a statement. The sheriff's deputies had to issue a statement saying, if you find yourself in flooded waters, be careful. Because there's a chance you could come face-to-face with an alligator. Gator country. They say there's a higher chance that you'll find them there. The storms that rolled through Texas on Monday night.
What percentage of people thought, cool?
They got extensive rain on Monday, and then all day yesterday they were warning people, watch out, because not only are floodwaters not a lot of fun, you're in gator country. Businesses flooded, homes flooded, and you also have to watch out for gators. Gator Country, the owner of Gator Country, a gator park, says when you really sit back and look at it, like, it's not fair. This rain caught everyone by surprise. Look around. Look at this.
Yeah, because it never rains.
My outdoor kitchen is underwater. Who would have thought in the first place that it would be this bad?
Is there a gator park within Gator Country?
Yes, it's called Gator Country.
The Greater Gator Country.
Mm-hmm. And the owner of Gator Country says he's hoping for the best, but he also says, quote, what am I going to do? Pack up 700 alligators and move to high ground? That's not going to work, man. Watch out for the gators that have got out of Gator Country. hey, man, I know it sucks that my Gators are out there, but, you know, this isn't all on me.
What's a guy going to do?
Gator country. Look, we may have misplaced a couple of Gators. These things happen.
We are hoping and praying that tomorrow won't be as bad. But if you find yourself in flooded waters, be sure to check your surroundings. You don't want to come face to face with a gator. Just look at this guy our crew spotted tonight swimming on the I-10 on-ramp near 365. Now, this was near gator country, so of course there are higher chances to see him out there.
You think the gator made it on the interstate? Let's hope not. Our Jordan James spent the day out there surveying damage as that facility dealt with high waters, and Jordan also traveled across Jefferson County today. He's live with the latest.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is our recommendation. If you get taken away by flood water, don't be sleepwalking. Wake up and pay attention to what's going on, okay?
Keep an eye open, because these gators are out there.
Don't get too comfortable in those flood waters, we're saying.
What am I going to do? Pack up with 700 alligators that I got here in Gator Country? That's not how anything works.
What many are left to deal with.
When you really sit back and look at this, it's like it's just not fair.
This is Gary Sarge, the owner of Gator Country. His business is completely flooded, and his homes on the property are inches away from taking on water.
And I think this one caught everybody by surprise. Look around. Look at this. My outdoor kitchen's underwater. Who would have thought that in the first day, it was this bad?
This storm forced Jefferson County Sheriff's Office to conduct a number of rescues across the region.
I was talking to my buddy over there, the owner of Shark Country.
The drill, hoping for the best while also preparing for the worst.
It's what we do. What am I going to do? Pack up 700 alligators and move to high ground? It's not going to work, man. This is where we're at. We're used to it. We built for this. We understand that it's going to happen.
But I don't think you did build for it.
No,
if gators are out on the interstate, man.
Listen, I was talking to my buddy over there who owns a Monkey World. Now, it's one thing, because they can actually drive their own vehicles. You can't do that with a gator.
Look, man, I know you want to ask me some questions. Why don't you go across the street and talk to the mayor of Piranha Town? Huh. You know, he had the same problem I had. We built for this. Now, we were planning on this happening. That said,
no one saw this coming.
There are seven. We did plan for this. No one saw it coming. And we're prepared for this. All my gators are out. Sounds like that was the plan all the time. To make the world Gator World. Gator Country becomes...
That's right. It's no longer Gator Country.
This is the Gator's world. We're just living in it. And I, for one, welcome our new alligator overlords. Look, man, I can't pack up 700 alligators and move to higher ground. Maybe don't have Gator Country there, then. Maybe build Gator Country in higher ground. Oh, man, that ain't going to work. You think Gator's going to put up with that? I asked the Gators. I took a poll. 700 of them all said they didn't want to go nowhere. Turns out they're liars, because they got out. Now they're out just cruising around on the interstate.
On a positive note, I did catch a couple mermaids yesterday.
Look, man, we're all puzzled by what happened here.
Or mermaid-like people.
You think I got problems? Talk to my buddy down the street at Rhino Land. It's not good, man. Those rhinos are angry. They don't like getting wet.
I got a couple mermaids over there chained to a radiator.
It's a real situation.
It's a situation. No one saw it coming.
Five.
Number five.
Three guys in Pennsylvania hurt. There was a brawl, apparently. This is in a town called King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Three guys hurt after a brawl. It ended with all three of them falling down an elevator shaft. Three men were fighting on the eighth floor of an apartment building when they broke through the elevator door and fell down the shaft.
Eight floors?
Yes.
So quite dead.
No. No, taken to the hospital. One required an airlift. Cops saying not all three of them live at the apartment building. So you get in a brawl, and it just keeps moving. And then the next thing you know, you're all on top of each other at the bottom of an elevator shaft.
Kind of ironic that you're laying on the top of an elevator.
Yeah.
And you need a lift.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
I'm sure that occurred to at least one of them as they were waiting to be spatulaed off the bottom of the floor.
Right. Get a spatula.
Officials say the three men were fighting Monday night on the 8th floor of an apartment building when they broke the elevator door and fell down the shaft. The police saying the steel elevator door, that when you push the button, the door opens, they broke through that door, and there was no elevator there, so they just fell 8 floors to the bottom. The men fell onto an elevator car, one remaining on top, while the other two crashed through the roof of the elevator and ended up inside. First responders extricated 2 of the men from the first floor, and the 3rd guy was on the 2nd floor. Victims taken to the hospital. Tenants of the building saying they're puzzled how this could have happened. Some now saying they're afraid to use the elevator.
No, was it, was it 2-on-1 or was it?
I don't know.
1-on-1-on-1?
It sounds like, yeah, every man for themselves. I don't know. It's like a fatal 3-way here. One of the tenants in the apartment building telling the news, that's not an elephant that flew into the elevator. It's 3 humans, so I'm pretty sure it's faulty equipment. Elevators are supposed to have a bunch of fail safes that make them really safe, so I don't know why it would have had a trouble like that. The investigation is ongoing, and officials are saying it's too early to talk about possible charges, but when you're throwing hands, right, and then and it's you versus 2 dudes, or you and another dude versus another dude, like, you kind of have to be aware of your surroundings, right? And then to break through the door, these must have been like superheroes. I don't know how this is, again, being described as a steel door that they managed to break through. What's going through your mind as you're falling 7 and 8 stories?
Not good things. Although you get there pretty quick. I wonder if the argument was over whether or not they should use the stairs.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thank you so much for listening to it. We'll have another one for you soon.
The podcast brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. You can order recreational items online from the Galesburg location and medicinal items online from the Milan location. And you can do that through Leafly. All you have to do is go to the website. That's ntillinois.com.
Till we get a chance to do another one of these for you, thanks for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it!